Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Day number 4 of the 12 Days of Podcast, our third annual trip all the way until Christmas Day. Brand new episodes every single day, starting with Guapdad 4000.
Boom.
Kodak Black.
Boom.
Denzel Curry.
Boom.
And now, the return of two Jews and two black dudes review the movies. And what movie did we review today?
We did Airplane.
Airplane with an exclamation point. It's like panic at the disco.
Fire at the movies.
Airplane. And that's it.
Yeah.
And while we do talk about the movie, what's fascinating about this episode are all the things that surrounded it. We got into cancel culture.
Race. Yeah.
Chic barfing on someone else's plate in the airplane.
Very real. Very real conversations.
There's a lot that went into this episode. It's a really fun listen, and I hope you guys look forward to it. And before we get into it, Jeff.
Yeah.
I know that we wanted to discuss why we do the 12 Days of Podcast.
Yeah, well, so we started the 12 Days of Podcast 3 years ago.
Right.
And it was because we wanted to give back to everybody who had been listening to us all year. Everybody who, at the end of the year, they had nowhere else to turn to for new, fresh content. We were going to be there for everybody. We said we want to be there if you are traveling, if you are with your family, if you do not want to be with your family. We will be the soundtrack to all of that. Here's 12 new episodes. And so we've done that every single year since.
Right.
And we do not ask for anything in return.
Nope.
This is not ad supported.
Nope.
This is just us putting out 12 new episodes every single day until Christmas.
Well, 12 new episodes, one every day.
Right. Oh my God. 144 episodes would be...
It would be a lot. You know what? That might be too much.
It might be a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But there's a few ways that you can show your support. And one of those is to go on iTunes. You can subscribe, rate, and comment on there. We read every comment. If you leave a nice review, we will actually read it on here. If you go to SoundCloud and you subscribe or even comment on there, we appreciate that. If you go on Twitter or Instagram or even tell a friend, these are just small things that you can do to show us that you are out there.
Yeah, this is a small pirate ship operation, and anything you can do to get the word out there to say, hey, you know what? I'm really enjoying this, and you would as well, is super helpful to us and the longevity of this whole project.
Right, because there are only two of us doing everything for this.
Yeah, if you think about the booking, the recording, the editing, the promotion, everything falls on our shoulders. So if you guys can help just a little bit, the little things go a long way. And we fuck with this episode the long way. Jeff, when do you want to get into it?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. CBGBs, a.k.a. Shut Them Down, Open Up Shop.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. the patron saint of Air Force Ones, a.k.a. Saint Lunatics.
Yo, what up? What up? It's your boy Silverback Gorilla, a.k.a. Tiger Bomb Looch right now.
Yeah, what up? It's SP the GOAT.
Yeah, that was a Freudian slip. Yeah.
SP the GOAT Killer. A.K.A. The Wolf, A.K.A. Bluish 2019.
Yeah.
Facts.
This is two Jews and two black dudes review the movies. Yo, what's happening, guys?
Everything's great, man. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Feels like I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
I know.
Yeah. Like Instagram. How? And you stood us up at our show that we thought you were going to come to, but didn't make it because you was too busy.
How was Thanksgiving for you guys?
Fuck Thanksgiving.
I'm going to keep it 100. I didn't have to go and eat to like a bunch of family houses or anything, so I stayed home and just ate and slept and ate and like
so
this
just
shit
fine.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch football?
Nah, man. I've been video gaming like crazy. Red Dead.
Wait, so you're video gaming during Thanksgiving
hell
while
yeah,
the family's
I've
there?
Been gaming like crazy, bro. For real.
Are you good at it?
I'm extremely good at it. Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that he's like
Red
good at
Dead
it.
Happens to be one of the best games right now out, period.
Period.
I don't care what you got. Yeah.
Is it
wait, so, are you do you also play Fortnite?
Nah, I never really got into it. My son. My son is extra crazy with it. And all his friends, the world, it seems like.
Wait, yeah. Red Dead, like, did you wait online to get it? Did you,
No.
Oh, man.
They always say that shit, get it at midnight. I've done it a couple of times for my kid and shit, but, like, for the most part, they got it in stores the next day.
Do you do the same shit that you do with us, where you just, like, sit back in the backseat of the truck and just, like, wait for your son to go get the game?
Yeah, I put him on the line. I put him on the line. I brought him there at midnight
that's
and
dope.
Shit. Yeah. I put him on the line. Yeah.
That's why you have a son?
Yep. Send his ass right on that line. It'd be packed, too, on them lines.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah, but the next day, they got them. They got the games. It's like, you know, I guess you got to get going at 12 at midnight, though. You know?
Styles, how was Thanksgiving for you?
Yo, fuck Thanksgiving, man.
How was Indigenous People holiday?
It was cool. Yeah. It was cool.
What'd you do?
It was all.
Did you go anywhere?
Not at all.
Just some of the plates you had. I want to know what you ate.
I ate stuffing.
Mm.
I ate yams.
Mm.
I ate mac and cheese.
Right.
I ate greens.
Did mac and cheese?
Yeah, vegan. Okay.
But vegan do you have a turkey in the house for those who eat turkey?
Nah, nobody in my house eat turkey.
Wow. What if you invite like cousins in?
Bring their own fucking turkey. They'll go eat at their own fucking place. Bring no turkey in my crib, man.
Would you do a tofurkey?
You can't bring it.
Nah, I don't want no tofurkey either. I hate how them shits look.
Yo, listen, man.
And the design of a tofurkey.
I'm not
a big
tofu
guy. I'm not a plant guy that's a big tofu guy.
Nah, listen. I don't got to have turkey, but like say you invite everybody over, you got to have all that shit, man.
No, I fucking don't.
That's funny as fuck, yo.
No, I fucking don't.
That's crazy.
Is this why you guys don't hang out on Thanksgiving?
Yo, that's crazy shit. Like, I would have, honestly, all the catered shit for you for the vegan shit. And then, like, you know what I mean?
Wow, that's a good friend.
Sheik is a good friend.
He don't feel like he's violating the vegetables. I made come back as a turkey.
But I don't know, you don't eat that, so I would have it there for you guys. You know what I mean?
That's very thoughtful.
And then the other stuff, like, yo.
That's why I ain't inviting nobody into my shit.
Yeah, but Sheik has everything out.
Sheik has everything out. He just won't, like, pay attention to you. He's playing Red Dead Redemption.
Vegan forks, like, the whole shit. Like,
vegan forks.
Do you grab your meal?
The paper ones, don't they got, like, real shit?
Recycle. Why they got it?
You know how many times Eric and I have been asked if Thanksgiving is a Jewish holiday? Like, if Jews celebrate Thanksgiving?
Nah, y'all do.
Yeah,
of course.
But, like, but all these American people are like, wait, you celebrate Thanksgiving? It's like, yeah.
Just not Christmas.
I don't celebrate Christmas. Well, I mean, they sort of do.
No, well,
I guess because people look at it like it's transitioned from one into the other.
I think it's that.
It's like 1A and 1B.
But people don't know what Jews are at all. They're
I think
just
that's
like,
more what it is. Yeah.
Like,
me and Sheik, nigga.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, sorry.
Right. Apologies to all our listeners who really believe that you guys are the only
real
Jews
here. Yeah. We are.
No, but here's the
devils.
Biggest test of whether you're Jewish. Do
you
guys
get that, Jeff?
Do you guys get stopped by all the Orthodox Jews who are celebrating like any Jewish holiday on the streets?
Yeah.
Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish?
Excuse me, sir. Are you Jewish?
You ever get stopped by any of those guys?
Nah.
Then you're not a real Jew.
Yeah, you're not real Jewish.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, word. Yo, y'all motherfuckers.
They keep it moving when they look at us.
Y'all don't play, though.
What?
Y'all go around knocking on niggas' doors asking, are you selling your house?
Yeah.
Yo, dog, they want to know if you're selling around your area and shit.
That's what they're doing?
What?
No, that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Right? Knocking on niggas' doors like, yo, are you selling? Motherfuckers are trying to get into the community, right, and buy everything.
Right now.
And yes, man. Like, yo, dog,
that's
you
what
out there, you don't know what the fuck
about.
I'm talking about. And try to, take up the whole community and shit. Then you get your own ambulances and shit, and then your little schools and shit.
Yep.
Yo, that shit is impressive on the low, but like, yo.
Yo, shouts to Haaretz. Shouts to.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo.
Hasidic.
Yo,
yeah.
You know what's
crazy?
Yo. That's what I'm talking about, right?
They're real serious.
Okay.
Before we get into this, though, welcome to Two Jews, Two Black Dudes Review the Movies,
right,
where we go far the fuck out. But the personal thing is, we are all human, and we're all from the human race, which
Amen.
We fully recognize at all times. But this is why we don't get big on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as the thing, like, because as a human being, you have to feel for whole society.
Yes.
At all. As a black man, we kind of understand how that is. So this is what I really want to ask y'all, mm-hmm, as brothers, like, serious shit on a serious note. Like, because for me, it's odd. Like, how do you feel with, like, when you get racism from a, I guess, an Anglo-Saxon, we would call it, or mm-hmm, original, as they would call white guy, like, yeah, like, how does that feel? Because it's like white on white. It's like, it's like sometimes if they didn't know you was Jewish, like he definitely got the Jew hair, you got the Jew curl, Maya Lansky thing, huh?
You think that he looks more Jewish than I do?
Just because of the curl?
Yeah,
the curl. You got
the curl. He makes him. I wouldn't know he was Jewish, but for the curl.
Yeah, but Eric.
And he could maybe, if he had a California thing, he's New York fresh, so the curl will throw you off.
Yeah, but I have the face.
Yeah, you got the face.
I couldn't pass for Italian, you think?
You definitely could.
Yeah, okay. I feel like you could.
You
be
definitely could.
Too, yeah.
You could pass for mad at
anything.
Practically, like, yeah. But, like, how does that, like, how.
Look at you and shit.
Yeah. Like, nah, he definitely could pass for Italian.
Puerto Rican.
Definitely. Yeah, but, like, how does it feel like? Yeah. Because I think, like, I think as black people, I think we don't, like, right? Until I was watching the news, I was like, damn, I know we've been going through racist shit. I know y'all do too, but on a scale of what's been happening with, you know, with the attacks.
Like the Nazis and all
and
that.
And the Nazi shit. Yeah. Like,
I
that's
for me.
It's fucking crazy, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, when you look at, because, like, me and Luch, you know, we're black.
Yeah.
They may not like us. It's a skin thing. But to be hated by someone else with the same skin color who might not know you as Jewish if they didn't know your last name,
right. Yeah.
Or your history or right. Thing like how yeah. Like isn't that fucking odd, like, or is
it,
that
it's
just
crazy
us?
But it's I think for me I've always thought that like anti-Semitism was possible. I never really experienced it in that like overt way, like cops aren't stopping me, you know. Yeah. Cops aren't shooting me, stuff like that. But I think that I always thought that it wouldn't be back in like a Holocaust-y sort of way. And then in the past like 2 or 3 years, you've sort of seen everything just come back and you're just like, oh shit, it's actually not this sort of dreamt up idea from like 50 years ago. Like it actually could happen.
Yeah.
But like, how does it feel now? It still feels a little bit like, you know, a little, it hasn't truly happened to me yet. I still see like the Charlottesville stuff. I still see the, you know, people will say stuff in comment sections, but it doesn't feel like so immediate.
But you know how all that is too, when like you just ignore comments. So that's like, that's such a foreign thing right there. It's just like, who cares what people say online, right? But like, yeah, we haven't, you know, we grew up in an Italian town. We were not, there were not many Jews in our town, right? We went to school with like basically all Italian kids, but it was never a thing where it was like, you feel like an outsider. And even like these days when we run around doing what we do, I'm not so sure that, like, beyond nameless, faceless people online, people are saying anything to our faces. Like,
yeah.
When's the last time that someone, like, really, like, came after you guys to say something, like, wild to their face? Like, they probably got, like...
Almost never.
But if they did,
yeah.
They well, probably got taken care of.
On yeah. On the tour, remember on the tour at the after party, the white guy at the bar called me a nigga.
For real?
He was with a black dude. He said nigga in front of a whole crew of black dudes, like, and they was gonna kill him. I was just having a conversation with him. He had been stabbed up. He'd been in all this kind of thing. Like, he was drunk. He was fucked up, too. He was
high. Said it in a mean way or, like, yo, my nigga, like, what?
You know? Nah, he didn't say it in a vicious way.
Right.
Nor a kind way. He right. was like, motherfucking this, that motherfucking nigga stabbed me. And something, like, you yeah. know what I mean? It was like, it kind of was natural.
Right.
To
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was
natural or not.
To him. And then, but my, I was looking at him like he was very, like you bugging, like watch your fucking mouth when yeah. you're speaking to him. And he was apologetic, but he was in a place where they wanted to fuck him up.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I wanted to fuck him up.
I bet.
Yeah. Like, but then I was like, let me get an idea where your mind state was at. Because I also wanted him having an experience where he would go home and be like, I could have got fucked up. These black men saved me,
right?
And spoke to me in an intelligent way, like, you know. So I think it's very weird and fucking peculiar,
right?
But it happens. Like, you get in places and police people yeah. look at you, not so much getting called a nigga, but
yeah,
you know, I experience racism
it,
a lot.
Like yeah. honestly, I'm gonna keep it 100, y'all. Say you two say it, I don't feel no way. That's me. I swear to God. You say, yo, Luch, my nigga, yo, I called you last night, my nigga. It's so innocent that way. To me, like, I get why everybody gonna bug out. No, they can't say it, period. Dog, it depends who's saying it to me, and I get what they meant. They didn't mean the you fucking nigga, you. No.
I would just like to say for the record too, anybody listening who does not know us, we do not use that word.
No, I know you
not
don't.
Called you and said that.
I know he's never. No, neither one of them has ever said it. I guess so my point is that say you did, I know for a fact it wasn't. Yo, look at these two niggers. Nah, man. You know, you could tell when someone, and how they saying that, mother. Hey, how they
like
saying
me,
that
shit. I'm more with, like, if you grew up, there's, like, white black people.
Facts.
Like, very, white people we got a are bunch just around white us. By
my nigga. You killed that shit last night. White, yeah, white like, boy saying
white,
that to me.
Straight white.
Yeah, but that's weird. But that is weird. No, it's yeah.
not for us.
Not for us because they grew up with us, so they're not calling us.
No, but you like everybody also grew up with the idea that you shouldn't say that word.
Nah, but they've done saying white friends know if they somewhere else. They're not around us.
Yeah, they're not going to say it somewhere
else.
They
ain't going to say it.
For us, you know how easy it is not to say that word?
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. So when people do, we're just like, we're surprised. I don't know. I'm surprised about
that. I saw A Different World, and they had an episode where they were like, someone got called the N-word, and I was like, I'm never going to
get it. Yeah, the whole show stopped, right?
Oh, my God.
Until commercial.
Did they say that? How dare they?
I have a bunch of friends that that is okay with me saying it. I mean, I'm okay with them saying it.
I'm okay with you saying it.
Yeah, I'm okay.
But like, I think people around us know that we view everything as a nigga though too. Like, you being white doesn't exclude you as being a nigga. If we're gonna use nigga, white niggas gonna be in the joint. Every like, my nigga is not a black thing. Like, when we happen to use it, we're not using it in terms of race.
With
so
us.
Somebody
yeah,
who
with
grew
us,
up
not our, not
like,
race
so
thing.
Somebody who grew up around us, basketball courts, eating, hanging out, parking lot. Fighting, brawling, like you can't be like, cause he white, he can't say nigga. Like that's the one thing we have a lot of.
I totally agree.
We have friends that's not black.
Totally agree.
Brothers that's not black. Like they are brothers. They ain't black though. Like you may see us with somebody from pretty much any race, but.
But on the
if you go somewhere else,
the
race,
no. But on the other side of that, I bet that there's tons of white people who are like, yo. I've been in the trenches with you guys. I've done all this shit, and yet there's still a separation that they'll.
How
put
have they been in the trenches with? I don't think they're the guys that he's.
They
talking
don't
about.
Feel black then.
Yeah,
like,
he
I'm talking
ain't
about
the guys
white
that
guys
he's talking about.
Who were raised where we were raised, grew up how we grew up, doing the things we were doing as growing up. I don't think they even. It flows natural. Like I had a white roommate. He called me nigga for dumb long. Not in that way, but called him
not
nigga.
In that way.
And like, you know what I mean? Yo, my nigga, we out.
It's crazy, right? Like, yeah, they really like studying this shit. Like, and he won't say it nowhere else. That guy
he ain't
he's talking
say
about.
It nowhere, but we talking, he caught, like, you know what I mean? And he ain't being
yo, my nigga,
man.
I ain't drink all the Pepsi.
Yeah, like.
I ain't, yo, I just went to the store, my nigga.
He been around us, it's like living that. With it's us, like, in the crib. He's my roommate. He's my other roommate's roommate. We grew up, we play ball, we do everything. How is he going to talk different from us?
Not to get into, like, you know, the sort of, like, Oprah conversation that she had on her show about it, but, like...
You watch Oprah?
No, but it was a famous thing. It was a famous thing.
It was really good. Really
doesn't
good.
but doesn't it... It's an American thing, right? So how do you feel about,
I
like...
I just know if you're in my circle and I know you from childhood and you white... And I know you since a kid. Yeah. And if I know you from a child or we got certain history and you white and I know that it's no racism involved, man, you're going to talk to each other because I'm going to say certain shit too.
I'm with him,
that yo. He may feel that I'm going to say things also that he may feel. Definitely. That's like our conversation offline. If you guys didn't personally know us, you maybe think, damn, this guy's a black militant or he's extra black or, but you know.
I mean, we did see Black Panther together.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Then I can sit there and have a conversation with you and be like, if I slip out in this conversation and be like, or Lucia be like, yeah, when y'all buy the properties or something, it's not in a malicious way.
Not at all,
like,
not at all.
Or I'll be like, yo, when these white motherfuckers or this white dude do this, what he mean?
That's what I'm saying.
It's not in a malicious way. It's because I feel comfortable talking to you, saying I could talk to you how I would talk. To him, I don't want to have guard, like, you know.
No, of course.
What are you going to say about
but
America?
But then I'm not going to do that around somebody else
nah.
who doesn't know my character or my personality or feel comfortable saying. Same way that white person who's my homeboy called me nigga, he know if we get to D.C. or Maryland and we in VA and I'm down the block, he better not go, yo, ghost my nigga. Yeah. Or that's his ass.
Right. Yeah. Well, what happens when, like, British people say it? Like, British black people say it. Like, how do you feel about them taking ownership of that word?
Anybody black can say that.
No, but they don't have an issue with anybody saying it as long as there's no malice behind it.
Anybody? No, we do.
Yeah, I got an issue with anybody, of course.
For a white person to say it to me, it has to be a white person I know I grew up with that I know has no malice.
What about when white people are saying your lyrics back to you?
I've seen that happen at shows.
Wait, say it
every fucking day.
I mean, it happens at every show.
Have you ever seen me stop a show?
But I don't go to your shows.
In the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because I feel weird about that.
I feel very weird about it.
I'm okay with it.
Yo, no, really?
I'm keeping it 100. I'm okay with them saying the lyrics, reciting your lyrics back to you. I mean, they could blank out their word. They could say it like, they could say everything except that, you know, like your son is saying a song in the car and he don't curse. They could do that at least.
No, 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 right.
But
right.
If they slipped and did it, I'm not like over, what the fuck did you say? I wrote what you said. I know what you said.
Okay. 2005. I was on tour with Kanye West, right? Or 2006, whenever he did Gold Digger, right?
Yeah.
And so
he would be on stage. He would be on stage, and
he would say to the crowd, he would be like, "Hey,
I'm with no rich nigga."
He'd say like, "This is your chance to say it," and I'm like, "Nope, no." And
did but the crowd say it?
Oh, hell yeah, they did.
Yeah, they're gonna.
And but like, so it's from that, and then it's like you go to SOBs, you go to Irving Plaza, you go to Gramercy, you go to Madison Square Garden,
singing all the songs.
I bet at that Travis Scott concert at Madison Square Garden, all those white kids are yelling.
But it's also a generational thing, too.
I've seen football teams. I've seen everybody in the back, in the locker room saying all that. And yeah. That doesn't strike you as... No, because they didn't... I don't, like, in your head... Like, I'm in my mind right now, when they're saying it and they amped and they singing a song that whoever made, they not as... It's way more innocent. As opposed to that guy that's saying, "You nigger, oh my God," you can hear, you can tell the difference. With me, I know who's saying it in some disrespectful manner.
Mm-hmm.
If and that means anything, like, you know what yeah. I mean? I know.
I think it
that
goes with just
lit, and they singing that fucking, I go, you know, and they saying in the paint, like, "Nigga, what you fuck you," and they just lit.
Like, I've had a white fan come up to me, "Yo, Ghost, I love you, nigga," and it's been awkward.
I would say so. Like,
but it's like, yo. Be easy, bro. I'll be cool. Love is love. Appreciate you all.
Yeah, don't say that word too loud around here. I get it, though. I get where you're going.
You know what I'm saying? Or there's times like, I don't say nigga in front of, non-hip-hop crowds. I'm not saying nigga at the airport. I'm not saying nigga in restaurants. Whoever's with me, like if we around a non-hip-hop crowd, I'm going to be, if I do say nigga, I'm going to say white nigga too. And because I think it's beyond like, yo,
right? I am guilty as a motherfucker. I ain't going to lie, my nigga.
Yeah. But I don't really like, you know what I mean?
At the airport, you crazy. Styles, yeah, I know. I get it.
But do you ever say it, like, you say it to like prove a point ever?
To prove a point?
Or like to make somebody feel uncomfortable. Like, Ugly God came up to me one time, the only time that we've ever met, and he wouldn't know who I am or anything. But he walked in, he just like said it to me. To make me feel uncomfortable.
Like, what's up, nigga?
No, it wasn't like it was just
nigga.
Yeah.
But what, like, idea, how would you walk up to somebody and just say, "Yo, nigga"? What followed?
That was it. Like, he just shook my hand and then like
you knew what to do after that? Like, what was this?
Or maybe he didn't even shake my hand.
Do something or what?
No, it was literally
nigga.
I got you.
You walked up to Jeff.
Nigga.
Walked away. Jeff was fucked up.
I got you.
You left Jeff fucked up.
I was like, okay.
Like, that's it. What'd you say when he said it?
I didn't say anything.
This game a pound.
Not even. I just stood there. Like, he walked by me. I was just like he doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know who I hang out with. Like, he was just like,
he might have seen you on the podcast. I think that it was like, just like, nigga.
Yeah. See, you know. But honestly, if he said that, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But
I know he's black. I'm just saying that. You nigga. Shouldn't even. I don't think he meant anything.
I'll
die like it's so not crazy. That I'm trying to, you got to read between that shit.
Nah, please. I have a problem with that.
How important you make people look.
I'm saying like the tone was like a little bit weird.
Yo, so
I think he was trying to make me like feel like weird.
You know what people ask us about sometimes when Jay would talk about like how off of 444.
Yeah.
When Jay was talking about how like Jews have like really like gotten their money right and like,
yo, dog,
right?
When I'm sorry to cut you off. No. I made that comment about buying up everything, it's like, yo, Styles, their mindset, right? That's how they pull together and buy up everything and own schools and ambulances and police communities and police themselves. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. Why we can't?
I just, dog. I do want to say about like
Jesus Christ.
The Hasidic Jews, lit. Those ones are a little bit like odd. Those ones are crazy. Those are like the incest sort of like
that's very close community.
All this
shit. You know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, and but like when people say like, because there's this whole thing that goes like deep in like in, as far as like hip hop
Jews, we love you too. I don't know.
We love you.
Okay, fine. Yeah,
I do. Yo, buying a bay thing, man.
We're trying to get sponsored.
Yo, facts. Yo, dog.
By the Hasidic
whole communities, bro. Oh my God.
But like most Jews, and like, you know, you guys have seen this whole thing like in your comments and all that, where they're just like, let's be clear here, the two real Jews and then like the whatever, like the fake outsiders, whatever.
Yeah.
People ask us how we feel about like when Jay makes a comment like that, or when people are like, you guys,
you know, are fine with money or whatever. Like, people don't know, like, our personal struggle and whatever, right?
But, oh, like, so as, they think you're automatically rich.
But, right, or as, like, a Jewish community, it's like, well, I think that when people say, like, Jewish lawyers, it's like, all right, fine, Jewish lawyers. Like, we got a lot of, like, relatives who are lawyers. Like, why not, right? They did their thing, and they're fine. But, like, going back to, like, Europe in, like, the 1700s, like, the real truth is that, like, Jews were forced to do things because
there were no other jobs.
Yeah, like no other jobs.
The projects start from y'all.
Yeah.
Like history, shows projects.
The ghetto and all of that. Oh, yeah, for sure.
The ghetto's like, so
100%.
I think a lot of people just don't know history, and we get caught up on, like, personally, like, me, like, where it stems from, where the nigga, it depends on the context we're speaking out of, on when you say it to me, on how I'm going to react.
Yep.
But then also, I'm looking at it like, I don't think me, Luch, or Kiss are the type of black men that ever worry about proving ourselves to white people. Mm-mm. Or feel, you know, I don't get around white people. I don't give a fuck how rich they are. Nor black people. Mm-hmm. And feel like somebody's more important than me because they're rich. Or that I have to prove myself. Nah. Or that I have to, like, I already know if you're racist and you white and you going by that old code of history, something's wrong with your DNA. You're mad at my melanin. Something's wrong with your DNA. You stem, the first person on the world was black anyway, so we all black, regardless, we're all being. So I think when you keep that mind state of being above, like, you just want to make sure no one's disrespecting you when they speak to you, like, and they don't feel like they could disrespect you when they speak to you. But far as about giving a fuck about what they think, like, I'm beyond that point. Like, I feel sorry for almost anybody who's like that. I look at them like they're kind of less of a human, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're not all the way human or humane,
yeah,
I should say. So I don't even take it into real consideration. I just kind of feel bad for them.
And that's how you come off on Twitter, too. Like, you engage certain people in conversations, and you'll keep it going. You'll just be like, I feel bad for you, but love is love. Have a great day.
Yeah, because you can't, like, I'm not here to prove myself to the white man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no disrespect, but what I think a lot of people get caught up in worrying about what an oppressor thinks. If you felt that person oppressed you, or you know your history, or know what happened, then that's the last person you should worry about impressing. Mm. Get on your 1-2. And then at the end of the day, we all beings. There's too many white and black people mixed to even be like that, or for this even to be a real conversation, or for us to even have a conversation about race, period, just for how many mixed beings are half white, half black. Half black, half Spanish, half Spanish.
Nigga, there's so
half
many
white.
Black people trying to shut you down.
Yeah, like,
fuck
so,
that.
Yeah, that
fuck
whole
the,
shit.
The
so
other can't. Race against you, nigga. Yeah. Mad blacks trying to.
And then same with the whites. You got going, like, on. You turn on the news, I'm turning on the news as a black man and going, oh shit, that's white on white. That's fucking, it's 2019. I know they hated us, but it's back to white on white.
Yeah,
it's
really
gonna be 2019. You can't worry about that shit. You gotta let the evil be evil, good be good, work in love and energy, and keep pushing forward.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, not to get too dark, but the world is ending. Like, and there's all, like,
Jeff.
White people, like, just ruining the world. So, like, you know, love is love. Let's ride out these last few years together and have a good time.
Last time we did a podcast was mid-90s, the skateboarding movie, and Sheik was like, yo,
shout out to Jonah too.
He's like, do y'all do holiday movies? And we're just like, y'all? Yeah, like, we're in this together.
We're in this together. And shit, I just be wanting to know what y'all watch.
And then we said,
you know, I went to see Michael Myers after that.
Oh, you did?
Next
for
day.
Halloween.
Yeah.
And?
Shit was dope.
All right.
If you're into that horror kind of scary girl falling down, screaming type shit. Yeah,
it doesn't dope. Get old. Never gets old.
Nah, but gay.
Okay, no, but then we all decided that the next pick was Styles. And your choice?
Airplane, baby.
Airplane.
Yo.
First one.
Classic movie. Classic. It is the first one.
Yeah.
But you said that you watch it once a month at least?
Anytime it's on. It's a bunch of movies I watch. Yeah, Airplane's always on.
Yeah, so what are the regulars? Airplane?
I watch The Game with Michael Douglas a lot. Scarface. Airplane. Batman.
Which one?
All of them.
Mm.
Almost, it's such a wide range.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you put it on because...
I'm talking about that comes on every month, though. That's always on. There's a bunch of shit I watch anytime it's on, but those particular movies are always on.
What's a movie that's always on that you fucking hate?
That I hate? What movie's always on that I hate?
Damn, I don't know, man.
What's a movie that I always hate? Oh! I don't hate the movie, but I hate watching fucking Baby Boy on BET. Baby Boy on BET could fucking drive you.
No love for edited, the Tyrese.
The edited, hard, the edited or you that's a fucking movie.
Yeah, that's think you could duke me out.
Yeah, that's what I fucking hate, Jeff.
You think you could duke
I love
me out?
Baby Boy the movie. Mm-hmm. The BET shit that been on, that's always on.
Where they just
fucking
like,
hate Snoop it, bro.
Yeah, that's that buddy that tried to do that to me. That buddy. Who the fuck made these edits?
Word.
Yeah. Oh, you word, Jody right? Nephew cousin. The fuck? So, I love them edits. Sounds that and Leprechaun 3 be on like crazy.
Leprechaun 3.
Word, be on BT. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Hey.
Whoa.
That's his sneakers.
Wow.
That's my shit's sneakers.
Look comfortable, man.
Oh, that's shit. Oh, shit.
So, Airplane 1, you got the Wikipedia entry, Jeff?
Go ahead, Jeff. That's your fucking job.
I know, yeah.
This is where I shine. Bro. Here, kill some time.
Yeah. Did you see any movies in the break in the meantime besides the Michael Myers one? Any movies in the theater?
I saw A Quiet Place and I fucking hated it.
You're fucking hating, bro. I'm saying
Quiet Place. That movie is awful. Dope. Every single person in that movie deserved to die.
Damn.
This is the strongest group of people that have outlasted every.
You gotta give, that die.
Yo, you gotta give the wife some credit, man.
She held it.
She held it going through labor and being she quiet. Held,
yeah, she
can you name
on a
any
nail,
woman that could do that and not make a noise?
Yeah.
And made sure the baby it. Wasn't crying either?
Yo.
Oh, I know a fucking movie that you guys have to see.
What's that?
The Night Comes for Us.
What is
it's
that?
On Netflix.
Right it's now. Like a,
yo, you like seeing shit get broke the fuck up? Yo, you watch The Raid? You ever seen The Raid or Raid,
yeah, Raid Redemption? Yeah, of course.
Homie from The Raid. Thank holy yeah, shit. Listen, y'all. If you like karate, kung fu,
yeah, that shit.
Gunshots, and seeing shit get fucked up, and you didn't see The Night Comes for Us,
word.
Put that on tonight.
Yeah, I'm checking it.
Holy fucking shit. I'm giving it 100 Richie thumps. I'm giving it 100 Richie thumps.
Is that
action.
For you or for the whole family or for anybody?
Same Raid Redemption guy?
You see how I explained the movie?
Mm-hmm.
For those type of people that like those. If you want to see shit get fucked up,
mm-hmm.
broke up.
Same dude?
Yeah, he's in it. Oh, it's crazy. The cast is crazy. They got another movie called Headshots.
Okay.
I watched Headshots first. It's the dude from Raid Redemption. Mm-hmm. Then I watched The Night Comes for Us.
I'm going to check that.
You're going to.
Yeah, text me. Remind me of that
it's
shit.
It's fucking crazy,
I mean, I remember I told Ghost. We was it's on tour.
Crazy.
I told Ghost to watch Raid Redemption. Mm. So he's dope. They didn't know what the fuck it was. It was subtitles and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, watch The Night Comes for Us, y'all.
I'm going to check that
Thank
out.
Thank me later. Send me a dime of weed. I'm spend money at the juice bar. Just give me a hug, Dad. You're an action-packed type of guy.
Don't use the N-word, right? Yeah.
Shit is getting fucked up in here. Fucked up.
All right, the Wikipedia entry.
Okay. Airplane is a parody of the disaster film genre, particularly the 1957 Paramount film Zero Hour, from which it borrows the plot and central characters. Airplane is known for its use of surreal horror. Nope.
Hurry up, Nick.
Eric, what do you want me to read about this?
I don't know. Who's in it? Who directed it?
Leslie Nielsen's in it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's in it.
He was the Wikipedia wizard.
He was.
This moment.
Okay, Airplane, alternately titled Flying High, is a 1980 American satirical disaster film written and directed by David and Jerry Zucker and Jim Abrahams and produced by John Davison. It stars Robert Hayes and Julie Haggerty and features Leslie Nielsen and a million other people,
including
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And then,
Okay. You know. So it came out in 1980.
Was that Nelson's first
debut?
Role?
I think it was his first in like this genre, right? Like obviously, like the Naked Guns. And
that
then,
was before Airplane?
No. Naked you know, Airplane.
That was after.
Then, like, yeah. He had
then he made his debut at 60.
Nah, it was his shit before that. I don't think he was
like westerns and shit.
I don't think he was.
Yeah, he was in westerns. He was in
a
bunch of like.
God, I don't know why. Nah, it wasn't westerns.
He was in like B movies.
I watched big westerns, but I ain't know it was him. Probably
he played General Custer.
Probably looked younger.
Excuse me, Colonel Custer.
Yeah,
he played like majors, and he was big like.
Oh shit!
He was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
So he's. I remember that. He had a whole career. And then, like, he switched it up and became this, like, comic
a fucking
icon.
Legend.
I think genius. That's
but this
genius.
Wasn't the first one like
He's
that. Because he was
genius.
In Kentucky Fried Movie
before
that.
Oh, actually, no, that, you're right. Kentucky Fried Movie really changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the Zucker Brothers, man, like, this whole, like, idea of it, again, like,
spoof,
amazing.
That's, like, the first original spoof, big time joint.
Classic.
That's a fucking legendary classic.
Airplane was a spoof.
Yeah, that's
the airplane's
that's
a spoof. In the spoof in the 1957, like, you know, like,
yeah,
some plane movie from the 50s. Oh, shit,
no, honestly, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Honestly, did you know that? I mean, I know Canadian? What Soul Plane got it from, of course. Yeah. But I thought, wow,
but it stands on its own, you know? Like,
yeah, no,
truly.
100%.
We told our mom that we were going to watch Airplane, and she's like, are there any references that, like, wouldn't stand up now? And there's a few things, obviously, like TSA is way different. Like, the way that people travel is different, the way people operate on planes, go into the cockpit, all that.
That was a racist fucking movie, man.
What's that?
Airplane was very racist.
Yes, it was. Very racist.
Yeah, JJ, you seen JJ from Good Times in it?
Yeah.
Cleaning the windows and shit.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Getting blown off.
Right. Yeah.
Did you guys have any issues with the jive talk?
I fucking love the jive talk. Right. Did that shit. That shit was
brilliant.
Word. They fucking took Kareem Abdul out with knee pads.
Yeah. Yo.
That shit's crazy. God,
the best.
So we were in Miami, by the way, and... Yo.
Sneak action right there.
We were in Miami, and Jeff was eating brunch with a few people from Red Bull who brought us down there.
No big deal.
And, shout out to Red Bull.
Yeah. And
shout out to Jeff and brunch.
And yeah. who did you see?
I saw Carl Bernstein, I thought.
Yeah. So, you know, Carl Bernstein, Woodward and Bernstein, all the president's men, like, brought down, like, Richard Nixon and his whole thing, right? Washington Post. Jeff is convinced that he sees him sitting...
like a table over.
Table over.
And so... I say, like, to everybody around me, I'm like, oh, my God, I think it's Carl Bernstein. Nobody around me could give a shit. And I'm just like, all right, like, he's, like, a family friend, and I went over to go say hi to him. And so I stand next to him, and I'm like, hey, like, you know my Aunt Jane, blah, 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 blah. I met you at a funeral, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I'm sorry, I think you've the wrong person. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And by the way, he's wearing, like, a White House hat. I'm like, this guy is the most Carl Bernstein that there could be.
So maybe it was him or maybe it wasn't?
I think it's him.
But that's what happens with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the cockpit when the kid comes up and he's like, no, my name is whatever, right? And he was like, no. And then he's like, my dad said that you can't hang on the court with Bill Laimbeer.
And all that shit. Yeah. A little
and
white girl said,
like, flips.
I like my coffee black like my men.
But have you guys ever been in a situation where you've been recognized, you don't want to be recognized, and they're like, oh my God, Chic Luch, Styles P, and you're just like, nah, I get that a lot, but nah, that's not me?
All the time, I do
definitely.
That shit.
Do you really?
Yeah, like, nah, that ain't me.
Luch done that millions.
I heard that all the time.
I watched him do it.
Yeah. Yo, Chic is like, nah. Yeah. Sorry,
why are they looking at me and kiss? That Luch? Him, nah. Holy shit. Yeah.
Yo, she just pretends to be CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah. Nah, I'm CeCe.
But, like, I feel like a lot of people will come up to you and say, like, hey, Jadakiss. And you're just like, nope, close, thank you. Like,
all the time.
Oh,
I just not.
The name. They know who you
I
are.
I actually
fuck
roll
the name
with
up.
It.
Yeah.
I think I get called Chic and Kiss all the time. And I just be like, what up?
Yeah, me too.
Love is love. Chill.
I just roll with it.
Yeah. See, most people, when they come to us, they that say, I don't know which one you are. And I'm like, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
That's right. Because you're the real.
What did you guys love about this movie?
Every fucking thing.
Everything.
I love this movie, B.
The writing.
The comedic genius, man, of it.
The acting.
It's just
the flashbacks.
Now that you're older, you think about it. Like, they had the plane taking off like a train station and shit. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah.
It was
a
train
station
going
by. The Jaws music.
Yeah.
Yo, does the nostalgia get to you? Like, the way that, like, things used to be, like, on the airlines?
You used to smoke cigarettes on planes.
Smoke cigarettes.
They made it like it was fly to fly.
Not really. I didn't fly that much when it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Nah, not really.
I was still a kid. Like, you know what I mean?
That was like TWA and Spirit and shit.
Exactly.
Like that, right?
Exactly.
It was way more modern when we started flying. But just to see, I think, like you say, the comedic genius of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fucking line when niggas got the pistol, the knife, the pipe, they smack the chick.
Yeah.
Everybody in line. The fucking dummy up in the cockpit.
Yeah, it was showing titties and shit. Yeah. You know, stuff you can't even get away with now with the Me Too shit and all that.
Well, does it make you nostalgic for that type of humor now?
I like that edgy
shit,
man.
You will never see this movie
exactly.
Now, you know?
Me, no. I like when they were showing the jive and all that. Like, I'm not a real fucking, oh my God, how they gonna do that? We need to call somebody. Nah, man, that shit was funny as fuck, man.
That shit was dumb for
hell me. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Like, yo, I'm back to this shit. Like, a white guy could tell me a black joke. I could laugh. I'm not like, yo, what the fuck? Nah, that should be funny. This shit is funny.
Right.
You got to be able to laugh sometimes, definitely. Even at yourself, if you ask me. Sometimes you got to be able to laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I think that's like, did you guys see the Kevin Hart stuff with the Oscars and everything?
What the fuck happened? I kind of really didn't, I don't know too
they
much.
They want to make him re-apologize for something he keep apologizing for. He
right.
feels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so like now there's just no host for the Oscars.
But so he just said, you know what? I'm backing out. I'm not doing this shit again.
He said, I'm not going to apologize. I already did apologize, like in a video.
Yep.
And then I guess overnight people went crazy about that. And then someone must have said like, hey, maybe like it's just better to sort of cut all ties.
Mm.
And then by the morning he was like,
shout out to Nick Cannon. He recently posted, and you seen it, right? Where he showed all the other comedians that's went on to do great things. They made all kind of gay terms and bad,
like,
you know,
Chelsea
bad
Handler
jokes.
And Sarah Silverman.
And they
and
went on to do great
Amy
things.
Schumer,
he said, look,
yep.
he's not the only one that made a mistake on his tweets back then. You know what I mean? Everybody else went on to do great things. Like,
or evolved.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
People evolved.
That was dope of Nick. He said, and I'm not bashing any of y'all that actually made that mistake before, but
yeah, but it's all like double standard shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem.
Definitely.
And like, I think that, you know, back to the conversation about the N-word, like, it's just like, if you don't have malice, then I think that the consequences shouldn't be, like, there.
Right.
Although, that being said, Kevin Hart didn't really make a joke. It was more just like, I'm going to beat the shit out of my kid if he's gay.
Oh, that's what? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it wasn't like, yeah. I don't know.
That was a joke.
It's just, we real edgy right now.
That was definitely a joke. That is a joke in the black community back then. I just want to say,
sorry,
back then.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I think it's all with a person's sensitivity,
facts,
and knowledge of a certain subject. Like, you can't tell people how to think, why to think, who to think, who to like, who not to like. People have to come within terms of their own thing. Like, that's like, even in, like, most of the people you hear even say things of that nature most likely have a gay family member.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's something, but that don't mean they know how to deal with somebody that's outside their family that's gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a fine line between everything, and it comes a time where you just have to respect who people are, what they do, and be who you are while they be who they are. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I see, like, God bless, my daughter was bisexual. It took me to speak to her to learn certain things and be certain things. But before I had that, I had a cousin that's gay.
Mm.
And another cousin that's gay. And you know what I'm saying? So I was But when you're dealing with someone outside of your family and you don't have the knowledge, sometimes it takes you to be associated with someone who can make you knowledgeable. So people have to understand, some people aren't just knowledgeable and feel uncomfortable. And besides gay, that can go back to black and white.
Sometimes
you don't have somebody in the black community or the white community who you've had a conversation with, or open conversation, so you don't know how to act or feel comfortable around certain people. It's just about accepting people for who they are while being you.
And this is she
and pushing it forward.
Check this out. I say this all the time, being that you said the bisexual. It's so crazy that, like, yo, that it don't mean it. Like, girl on girl is cool as hell to me, man. Right? Like, you know what I mean? It's not the same as how people go at the other gay community. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like that's extra cool. What'd you think? Am I
Why
tripping?
Did you
like,
have to introduce that as this is chic
girl
talking?
Like, yeah. I don't know if anybody feels the same way. Like, bisexual girls is just like, yo, whatever.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, I thought you were doing, like, the old school, like, rap thing where it's just
No.
This is chic
looch. To men,
it's Aquarius.
Like, regular. It's like some normal shit. You ain't mad ever.
Wait, what do you guys think about cancel culture? Like, the idea that, like, you can cancel somebody for something. Like, that's the thing. Like, I think that
Kanye
or like that.
So Kanye says something like where it's just he teams up with Trump and they're all like Make America Great Again. He gets canceled. We don't listen to his music anymore. We don't buy his shoes. We don't.
I got him on now, baby.
We don't rock with Kanye. He's canceled.
The same thing with like Kevin Hart. He was just canceled. You know, Aziz Ansari had some like sexual thing, and so he's not able to do anything for
right.
a while.
Louis C.K., because he jerked off in front of those girls, he is canceled. People don't like rock with him, they don't support him.
You mean like blacklisted? Like
it is blacklisted.
Is that,
yeah,
that's
yeah, what you're saying? Yeah. But it's like in vogue now to say like you're canceled.
It's like, yo, they talking jive to us. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
talking white
I don't
job.
Know what the fuck.
You talking white
job. Answer this shit you just asked
cancel
me. What do you say?
Cancel me as a black person, as an artist, for an inappropriate act that you committed upon someone.
He said mad shit right now. We looking at me, sounds like, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, like you get blacklisted for fucking up.
Yeah, but the new word is cancel.
Yeah, it's cancel culture. Okay. Who? All right, they went white job.
Nigga, this asked me what I think about cancel culture.
Hey guys, just want to take a second to interrupt Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review Airplane to let you know that if you really fuck with It's the Real, if you are a longtime fan, if you're a new time fan, wear that love on your sleeve, quite literally, by going to itsthereal.com/shop and grabbing an It's the Real t-shirt. If you fuck with Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movie specifically, then grab one of our collaboration t-shirts with the Rough Riders celebrating Two Jews and Two Black Dudes live. Grab an AKA t-shirt that has all of our genius AKAs listed on the back. I think we're almost out of the black ones, so grab a purple one before they're all gone. And most importantly, it's the winter time, so get yourself my favorite item in the itsthereal.com/shop.
Yeah.
Which is the monthly winter sweatshirt. It's my favorite because it harkens back to something that is so close to our hearts. The staff shirts that we would wear at the Purchase Community House when we were growing up, those things are so meaningful. And if you guys rock one, it shows you how much that you're really rocking with us. So itsthereal.com/shop is where you go right now. And now back to Airplane.
Listen, man, everybody fucks up one way or another. But as an artist, you got to know, like my brother Lucho always says, you have to have thick skin. If you want to be a celebrity and you want to be on the internet, Twitter, the gram, famous period, you have to have thick skin.
Well, as someone with thin skin, I find that very offensive.
Yeah, like,
that was a very Airplane joke right there.
Yeah,
like, that was it.
Yeah.
That was good, though.
Thank you.
I like that. I like where that went.
They was teaching black people how to play basketball in that movie.
Yeah.
Holy, it's mad segments and stuff like that.
And then the black people who's way better. He was like,
yeah.
You
yeah.
can never have that in the movie in 2019.
No. I think it'll come back.
But if you did, it's cool. It's just these fucking sensitive motherfuckers, man. Humor's supposed to make you laugh, and you're supposed to see the funny in it, unless it's this incredible.
Yeah,
because
we don't celebrate the differences in us that we know happens.
But, listen, the 50s were shitty in terms of, like, comedy. Like, the 60s opened it up. Like, it's that everything becomes more conservative than liberal. Like, it's going to be a wave.
What the fuck was it when they was in Spaceballs? They was combing the desert, right?
Yeah, they showed
the black people with a pick.
It's okay. Yeah. We ain't found
you
shit.
You gotta laugh at that shit. You get where they was going and stop it, man. It's cool out. Like, I guess what I'm saying.
Okay, so where does this rank in terms of, like, Airplane movies?
What, like Air Force One?
It's Snakes
on a plane.
It's the Godfather.
I never saw it.
It gotta be the Godfather.
So it's the Godfather of Airplane movies.
Soul Plane is, a lot of people say it was corny, but it has some funny parts.
Soul Plane was fucking
Soul Plane's,
incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
Dog.
That's how I feel.
I love that.
Man. Were you mad that you guys didn't get the call?
I would love to be in Soul Plane.
He's on it. Styles, his music was in there.
I know your music was. I wish I would have been in Soul Plane. I fucking absolutely love that
Soul Plane is funny as fuck, man.
Hilarious.
Do you think that this is better than Passenger 57?
Yes.
Different to me.
Different genre. I wouldn't compare that.
Who's a better actor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Snoop Dogg?
I'm going, you got him with Bruce Lee and all that shit. Yo, it's not.
Damn.
Snoop all day. Snoop all day. Yep.
Who's a better basketball player?
Kareem.
Barack Obama.
Both are Lakers for life.
That is true.
Yo, I kept watching the movie and thinking, I can't tell. Like, obviously there's more space in between the seats, but I was like, I feel like those are very uncomfortable seats.
Where at?
Oh, I thought they were supposed to be real comfortable.
On the airplane. I don't know. That whole
shit was coach.
That
whole shit was coach. It wasn't first class or none of that
cushioned.
Shit.
Yeah,
that shit was extra tight.
Nah, it was tight.
Oh, it was tight?
Yeah. I don't even. Was it first class back then?
It looked all spread out.
It just looked like so drab and like not.
But the cushions, them cloth seats. Them nasty cloth seats.
Yeah.
Shit's real cushiony.
They did have those disgusting, like, sort of like. Like paper towels or whatever that they used to like Velcro behind your head, to like take up
the old
sweat
white
or whatever.
Lady who knew job.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was crazy.
They were serving lunch and dinner and all that shit.
Yep.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
You don't get that shit no more.
That movie scared me off of fish for a long time.
Yeah, oh, Airplane.
Everybody was getting sick from the fish.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, not even like just like on planes, like just fish in general. I was like, oh, people get sick because of fish. Like I took that it was like dare for me.
Pay attention.
They're trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Early.
Keep the science, Lord.
Early. All
right. What do we not like about the movie?
It fucking goes, Jeff.
No, I have to think of some. I like everything about the movie.
Yeah, there's nothing that
I
didn't like.
It's a great fucking movie.
It still stands up.
Yeah, that still stands up to right now.
You don't have to. You could watch it in the middle of it. You could
anywhere. You can put it on. You're gonna be dying laughing.
Yeah,
this original humor is dark and light comedy mixed.
But they tried to do Airplane 2, and as we know,
that wasn't that, but it was still dope.
Right, but
I still fuck with Airplane 2.
But rarely do you find a sequel that can even stand up to the original.
I fuck with Airplane 2. Yeah.
Are there any sequels that you guys fuck with more than the originals?
If Jadakiss was here, we would talk about Grease 2.
Grease 2.
Yo, like Jada loves Grease 2.
He likes Grease 2.
For real?
I think certain movies which became movies like, I would say, like Terminator, right?
Hell yeah. Mm. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Terminator 2 was crazy.
Godfather 2.
Godfather
2 was crazy. I mean, even with me, I love Westerns. I like Young Guns 2.
Young Guns 2 was crazy.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rocky 2 was crazy.
Yep.
Are you excited for Creed 2?
I didn't see that yet.
I heard it's good. I heard
it's not so good.
Oh.
I'm going to watch it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot of... I think it's actually... Oh, what's my movie? It's not named Part 2, but it is Part 2, but it's dope.
The Lego Batman movie.
Nah, fuck you, Jeff.
Yo, those are dope.
Fugitive,
too. Don't sleep.
Fugitive and the Marshal.
Yo, Fugitive is incredible.
Fugitive is
though.
A classic, untouchable movie.
Fugitive and Marshall is crazy.
I love them shit still, though.
No, it's Part 2.
I know you're talking about.
Oh, wait. You saw Sicario 2.
I seen Sicario 2.
Sam did not live up to the first one.
I fucking loved it.
It was dragged out. It was very slow. Mm. Very, very slow.
Really?
That first one opened up with Bang Bang.
First one was
fire
from the jump.
From the jump, exactly.
I like the second one, though. I ain't going to shoot
all of the fucking Shrek tools and Madagascar tools and all them was incredible to me.
Toy Story 2.
All them shits, they done great jobs. They even though they come out every 20 years, so they do have the time to make it incredible, you know?
Yeah, Toy Story 4 is coming out next summer.
Yeah.
Yo, they're making a Quiet Place 2, and I don't even know how they're going to do that.
No.
Are they for real?
Shut the fuck up even more.
You know it's going to be like... So now it ended with what? The three of them or four of them? It ended with the three of them. Next one's going to start with like one person, and they're going to find another person probably.
All right. Now we got to... I
hated that movie. Now I hated it so much.
All right. This movie...
Richie Thumbs.
Airplane cannot be made
People
again...
People got to give me Richie Thumbs.
Right now during cancel culture. But if we did make the movie and the four of us made it, and it was like a super dope airline movie, airport movie, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, better than Soul Plane, better than Airplane, better than... anything with plane in it.
Mm-hmm.
What
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Classic movie.
Yeah.
What do we have to involve right now?
The name of the movie would be Newark or LaGuardia. You know what I mean?
Seth Rogen.
Yo, it has to have problems with it, right? So Newark is Newark worse than JFK or LaGuardia?
Which one are they doing all that construction to, man?
That's LaGuardia.
I think LaGuardia. Yeah.
The name of the movie is LaGuardia.
We need a whole. We need about. I would say. 50% of the Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill crew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like 30%. Yeah. No, another 50% of the Adam Sandler crew.
Mm-hmm.
Good money.
TSA got to be like Snoop.
Good
in
money
them.
Right there.
Black. They got to be like Snoop in them. They bring you in the room. They don't strip you. They light you up and get you high in the room.
You need, definitely.
I feel like you need serious actors.
Oh, to play comedic?
Yeah,
That's what's good about this movie, right? Like, everyone plays it straight.
Yeah.
So it's not like over the top. It just, you know, don't call me Shirley.
Yeah. Like the pilot who says to the kid, like, hey, have you ever seen a grown man
you
naked?
You ever seen a cockpit?
Yeah,
ever seen a grown man naked?
You need Samuel somewhere on that. Looking for snakes somehow. You like looking for snakes on the plane. Yo. You got to have some crazy shit going on.
Yo, by the way, Jada hates Samuel L. Jackson, too.
Who said that? No, he don't.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. He told us that here.
Yeah?
And we talked about it on the Jurassic Park.
He said he was in too many movies.
He working.
Wait.
Yeah, he's working.
We were trying to get Samuel L. Jackson for the live show.
Yeah, it's true. But maybe in another live show coming up.
Yeah, because he's in every movie.
Yo, Sheik, can you fit in a classic traditional...
Coach seat?
No, well, yeah. Can you do that, number one?
Probably not.
Can you fit in an airplane bathroom?
Yeah. I'm done. I just can't take a shit in there, yo. Yo, you ever throw up in an airplane bathroom? That shit hurts. Not the first class. Regular shit?
No, like I've regular never.
What kind of stunt is this?
Yo, you ever throw up, man, in your whole stomach lock up on you, man. Bathroom? Trying to throw up in the bathroom with that tight shit? Damn. Oh, my
like,
God.
You're looking like a cat in
That shit knotted up. You trying to, like, I had to fucking do the downward dog, but I got that shit an upward dog. I stretch for yoga. My stomach locked up. Like, yo, I told one dude, Styles, I told one dude, we was in, I don't know where the fuck I was sitting, right? And he had the aisle seat, and I had to throw up. I said, excuse me, bro. The nigga said, his food just came. I said, dog, you might, I threw up all on his plate. Threw up all on that motherfucker's plate. I said, he had that stupid face like, my food just came. I can't get up. All on a nigga lap, his plate, everything. And then went back and just like put my head against the window. I told him. This is a real story. This is what it got, Styles. Threw up all on that nigga. They had the little barf bag.
When was like, this? I'm supposed to,
huh?
When was this?
Early Looch. Early Looch. Like through the airport. Fucked up.
Hangovers in the airport are the worst.
Crazy.
You don't want to do that.
Yo, that's the craziest story.
I threw up on his like. He act like I said, fam, I gotta throw up. Nigga said, my food just got here. Yada, yada, yada. Blah, all on his lap and his stuff. Nigga on like some stew and or some like some fucking steak or whatever. I remember what he was eating. Got that nigga. Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
Yo, oh my God. Styles, have you ever smoked in an airplane bathroom?
No, but I've smoked in an airplane when they used to have the smoking rooms in the airplane.
Yep.
I smoked
at the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, and you don't smoke in the bathroom because you know they're going to get you?
I don't do stupid shit. I don't just ask to go to jail. I ain't one of them. I could smoke in the car on the way to the airport and like be high and don't have to do that.
Have you taken edibles on a plane?
Of course.
Yeah. Early bad boy Looch and Kiss. We played strip poker on a plane.
With who?
That's when Puff used to put us in. Nah, with girl. We met some girls in the early.
Knock him out, Looch.
You worried about? Yo, yeah.
Rib shot him.
Said with who? Look, now real spill. Early strip poke in the back of the plane. That's when Puff used to put us on 23B. When the seat's like 29F on a fucking bathroom on a fucking wing of the last.
Yo.
So we playing back there. We got the whole roll to ourselves, of course. And we's down our boxes. The girl had like a bra and panties on and shit, playing strip poker in the back of the shit.
What late happens night, when going the to LA. Stewardess comes
yo,
by?
Yo, she ain't even come.
Damn.
Not making this shit up. And nothing happened after that. We got dressed or whatever. But cool. Yeah, he's playing poker. He's playing like strip cards and shit.
Oh my God.
On the flight, empty ass flight going to LA, and we still had to sit back in 38W. Crazy, right?
What is your guys' worst? Do you want to talk about the
the worst plane?
Yeah. Well, no, the one we just took.
It was just that we were trying to go down to Miami.
Those.
Yeah, we like went into a snowstorm, and so our flight got pushed back and back and back and back.
It was,
and then to the point that it was canceled, like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So we slept on the floor at JFK.
We had the option of going home, or we were rescheduled for a 6 a.m. flight. And so, what are you gonna do?
Like Ubers are not running, like cabs are not running. Like the only thing you can do is take the air train from like Queens back to the Upper West Side. Not happening, right? So we just, you know, tried to sleep on the floor at JFK
because all the good spots were taken, like all the windowsills, all the chairs and everything. So we found a quiet hallway.
Yeah, I have no see.
Yeah,
this is where being locked up comes in handy. You gotta know how to run that airplane seat in that space. Pardon me, yo.
Hell yeah.
Excuse me. Pardon me, fam.
All right.
Yo, Sly.
Yeah, you gotta
rest,
get up.
About the rest.
The homeless niggas inside, when you're in the pen, in the bullpen, they'll take the whole bench. Oh, all the benches. Yo, fam, you gotta get the fuck up.
You gotta get up, dog.
Yeah, y'all get up. You ain't taking this whole shit right here. Me, Styles, and Kiss sat in fucking 54K our first time to Hawaii. Word. All middles. Remember that in middle seats?
Dog. Where'd you fly from, LA?
Almost lost my legs. No, we was from Yonkers to go legs. We was from Yonkers going to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl for the first time ever. He put us in 63M.
There are direct flights from here?
I think we connected 15 times.
Yeah, 15
times. Went from Yonkers to LA, back to Yonkers.
Yo, by the way, you told all your friends, you're like, yo, we're going to Hawaii. We're performing at
Hawaii.
Yeah. Pro Bowl.
Oh, man. We got there. It was time to go home.
That shit was incredible, though.
Yo, yeah. Crazy.
Yo, but like, so it's 4 in the morning. we get a call from Red Bull, and they're just like, because our flight's canceled, and we're like, what the fuck, we're not going to go down to Miami, whatever. And they're like, yo, we might be able to get you on standby at LaGuardia. And you know, it's like a 10-minute drive from airport to airport, whatever. We got an Uber like a half hour later.
Yep.
Uber guy laughed at us.
Because we were like, hey, we're going to the other airport.
Charges $63 for that 10-minute drive, right?
And so we get to the registers or whatever, the counter. And the woman, she was like, you guys are coming from JFK? And we're like, yeah. And she's like, we should have stayed there.
We're like, motherfucker. And they lined us up. You know, standby doesn't mean shit, right? So standby, and they got your name on the board and everything. We are we're traveling with our friend Jinx, who you know from State of the Culture and used to be a Complex and all that. The three of us are 2, 3, and 4 on the list, and there's 8 of us waiting on standby. They say, good news.
8 open slots.
Oh, we're like, fuck,
and we're just
yeah.
like, oh my God, like, you know, this is amazing.
It's a miracle, right?
And so they're about to take our tickets. And this family comes running up.
Oh, shit. 5.
Mother, then their parents, and then their kid. So 5.
And we're like, what the fuck? Does this kid like count as like a person, or is it like you get to travel with them, whatever?
But it was an infant, and so it was the girl behind Eric just goes, fuck.
Yeah.
And so she had to stay there.
Yeah, and we were the last 4 people. It was like a game show. Like last 4 people on. Yeah. Got down to Florida, and yeah. What was the worst?
We got a shit.
Hell yeah. He could tell you all fucking day with these kind of stories.
I think, what's the shit with Tom Hanks when he lived in the airport?
Terminal,
yeah. I had that. We had that for a few days.
Lots of times.
We've been to Europe before. Yeah. Missed a flight.
Damn.
No flight back. We've been stuck in JFK before.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. In early days of your career. Yeah. You fucking kidding me?
They split you guys up, put you on different flights, and then like
same flights.
Never. That.
No. I'm saying like if they're like
that.
We got one.
No.
It's either we all go or nobody goes.
Well, when you guys were traveling early, was it the three of you, or was it like three of you plus somebody who was going to take care of everything?
There was always road managers.
It's always plus, but it's always you know who got to go and who don't got to go.
Mm.
So if it's a certain amount of slots, you know, it's going by level of importance.
Yeah.
Who's well, really needed
what's
to
the,
do
what's
what?
The biggest, like, entourage you guys have had?
On a plane?
On a plane.
We don't really roll too deep, right?
Nah, yeah. That is the locks. Yeah. I mean, we've been...
You never decided.
We've been
like,
on a plane with large entourage. We've been on a plane with the whole Bad Boy before.
Rough
probably.
Riders and all them.
Whole the Rough whole Riders before. Us, X, Grease, Swish, the fucking
everywhere.
The bike squad, the dog people, the fucking like, bandit, people with teeth. The whole plane been us before. But as far as the locks and the thing, like, nah, we don't really roll that deep when it comes to. Like traveling either, because as a businessman, we learned early that's not very wise.
Yeah.
Work.
That's more rooms to pay for, more flights to pay for, more shit that if you ain't paying for it off top, that's going to come out your budget later.
Yep. Motherfucker so, misses flight.
Like, yeah.
You're
so
be pissed.
For you artists listening, it's very important to pay attention to who you flying, who you traveling with, where you staying. And if you are flying certain airports a lot, I make sure you get a sign up to their fucking hookup shit. You know what I mean? Get your points at the hotels, do all that shit.
Did you?
When's the last time that they put you guys in the same room?
Like hotel room?
Yeah.
Like in the 90s.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't know when it was.
In the 90s, and that was for a few minutes till they got the other room.
Yeah.
We never done that.
Same room. Y'all still get that shit? Y'all still do? Y'all split a bed and shit?
Nah.
But y'all don't get no fucking separate room. Stop lying.
No.
Y'all get 2 beds in 1 room.
When we went down to Miami.
We went down to Red Bull. We were like, Eric was like, Eric Rosenthal. And they were like, no. And so Eric was
like,
idiots.
Like they got
Jeff
again.
Rosenthal?
And I'm so talking like, in no. general. When with the Grand Canyon, y'all had separate rooms?
No. We were all together in the Grand Canyon.
Right? Y'all stayed in one room?
Yeah.
Did you have a cabin?
We had 2 rooms.
Oh, like a big thing?
When we got the Airbnb, we got like multi-levels and all that.
Okay, but I'm talking about at a hotel. Do y'all get 1 room or 2 beds?
Yeah, I think so, right?
That's what's up.
We are brothers. We are brothers.
I didn't say no
brothers. We are brothers.
We're trying to pay rent here. Like,
what the fuck, man?
We are not.
Yo, word up.
We're not flying private right now.
I wish I would want to look at Lucha Kiss.
Y'all got to get separate rooms. You got to try that shit.
Yeah. Relax.
Try it one day, man.
You want to get you got to be by your brother?
I don't.
It's all right. No.
Oh shit! Look at their face. They're blushing and shit. Like, yo, it's
no,
really
listen.
Good.
No, we it's had really we good. Had cabanas down in fucking Miami. That was great. But when we're traveling like on our own dollar,
yeah, no.
Y'all split. Get one room.
Yeah.
How you gonna fucking
Yeah, what'd you do with your bitches?
Down in the Grand Canyon?
they got clean Skypes. They got PGs. They PG Skyping with each other in the room.
Oh! Get your own room, shit man. Back. Yeah. Try that shit one day, yeah, man. Like, yo,
get naked
so
on yo, Skype.
So if you put him on, if he's on third floor and you on the fifth floor, y'all gonna feel weird?
No, we're good.
No, we didn't even like ride planes together. We don't do most things together.
Right.
Yeah.
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 All right. We're
I just want, candy, I just want you to enjoy
awkward
Skyping in your room by
awkward.
Yourself.
Awkward.
We are brothers.
Holy shit.
What do you want to cover from the movie besides before we get to Richie Thumbs?
Fucking great.
Yo, you know,
man.
He came out on stage the other day.
What's
that show y'all missed?
Richie Thumbs?
Yeah.
Damn. I saw him on Instagram.
Greatness.
Yeah. Richie Thumbs.
I was so happy for him.
Me too. He should have did that on Republican, like the Dominican song. He did. Yeah. He did some new shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Because that was that era.
Yeah.
That shit was dope, Airplane.
Yep.
Airplane was classic.
What we said, what do we want to cover about the movie?
Yeah. What did we not cover about the movie?
There's really nothing really much to cover, but it's fucking incredible.
It is. It's a great movie.
Whoever didn't see it should see it. It's
Leslie Nielsen.
I mean, it really started.
Kareem.
It started a whole wave.
Yeah,
it did.
It started
with
a whole wave.
They shot that shit with an iPhone. It was like it felt like even it was older movies back then. It was clearer than that. That shit looked real dusty. Or was that on purpose? Like it looked real.
They were shooting on film. They were shooting on film, so it like you know
that shit was back
grainy.
Then, dog.
Yeah.
But no, it was, you've seen all the movies back then.
We on 5G right now.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's...
That shit was negative 5G.
Hell yeah.
What's crazy is that, like, you know when they're in the bar fight scene where the two, like, Girl Scouts are fighting each other?
Girl Scouts are going at it.
Great. It's a great scene. When he gets on the dance floor and it's like Saturday Night Fever... And he goes down and he starts like kicking his legs out like he's like Russian, dancing.
Yeah, you can see
the wires now. Yeah. So that's on some like,
you know, I love that kind of shit
4K
too.
Shit. Yeah.
They did that, I'm gonna get you, sucker. When they was flipping down, she was doing the back flips and he landed and it was the guy, or the real man. You seen that part?
Yeah.
This man's dude with the afro.
Yeah.
Hilarious. They turned around as the lady.
What's the best movie of this sort? So like, would you say that like Scary Movie? Would you say that
Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Like, well, it all stems from there. That's why you got
Spaceballs, Robin Hood, and Tights,
or Kentucky Fried Movie, which is like sort of the same thing.
Never seen it? Classic.
Yeah,
classic.
It's sort of like the same thing.
Yeah. Let's talk about our favorite scenes from the movie. What's your favorite scene?
I really like everything that happens in the cockpit. I like Clarence.
Yep.
Roger.
What's your Victor?
Yeah.
Clarence.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite thing, like I said, is the pilot who's just like, you ever seen a grown man naked?
Creepy dude from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Hey kids,
Gladiator.
Well, come over here and watch me do this, kids.
Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is amazing. Yeah. I just think that everything that happens in the cockpit is just like, you know,
White
lady speaking jive.
That's for me. The black That's dudes great. With the jive.
Classic. Classic.
Yeah.
Jive is
what's
classic.
My favorite part.
Yep.
The
I like everybody who has to talk to
the bar fight definitely with the Girl Scouts.
Yep.
I like everybody who has to talk to Stryker, like just like killing themselves.
Yeah, because that's like that's where they might have got talking me to death.
Yeah. By the way, like I've had the worst conversations with people on planes. Like I was in Europe, and I asked a woman for a pen to fill out the customs card, and she just kept talking to me for
you
an hour.
How to shut it down?
Yeah, you got
no,
it.
I did. I would look out the window.
Oh, your airplane skills suck.
Too nice.
I was looking
What'd
out the
you
window.
Say? What'd you do?
I was like, I.
That window shit ain't gonna work with a strong person next to you.
Yeah, he should have puked on them and then like.
Heard up. You gotta yawn. You gotta be like, yo, wake me up if I start snoring. Yo, don't word up. Tap me like if I start snoring, just you know.
Yeah, I use the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
I'm very tired. I've been 2 days. Pardon me. Headphones right on. Excuse me.
So where you from, bro?
Yo, I'm the worst. I can't sleep on the airplane, so I'm stuck. If I'm like watching a movie, I'm awake for the whole thing. Red eye, whatever. I'm there. Oh, sucks.
Shit. I used to be a window guy. Now I'm an aisle guy. Mm. Everything's changed.
I love
so you
the aisle.
Keep getting up and leave, going to bed.
Yeah, I love
like
the aisle. Spread my shit
out. I used to like the window because I was like, I don't want to get up. And now I'm just like, fuck it. Like, at least I can stretch.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm bougie. I feel like the back of the plane is some bullshit.
Yeah, well,
I hate the back.
When
of
you
the
guys
plane,
are up front,
I'm not a jet flyer or none of that.
Right.
And I will get like if it's a short flight. I don't
when the
mind.
Fuck you been on the back of the plane?
That's what I say. I'm not with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell them. Like, trying to say I'm not trying to be first bougie.
For like,
I ain't first with that. For like a lot of years now.
I mean, if it's a mistake though, and I'm flying somewhere two hours,
sometimes
they ain't always got a first, and you got it's like a shuttle.
An hour, it is what it
is.
Well,
it is what it is.
So first class is always worth it.
For me,
yeah. Me too, man.
For me, yeah.
Do you guys get stopped all the time when people are boarding and just like, oh shit, like.
Yeah, that's it. But it's more so the room and the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because anything, I feel like I have a limit, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't sweating first class if I'm 2 hour flying.
Yeah.
Because most of the time it's a shuttle or something like that. But if it is an open seat, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, anything above
an hour and a half, 2 hours, got to
2 hours, I need, like, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, five hours, I got to be in first. I need the space. I'm fidgety. I don't like people.
Yeah, I don't ask for extra leg room.
The arm resting, right. The fight. I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
I don't want to be disturbed. I want to be treated better than the other people. I'm like bougie when it comes to flying. That's where my bouginess kicks in.
I'm not on jets yet.
Here and there.
I should sit in the next row, but I'm always just like a little bit nervous. I'm like, do I really want to? Am I really the guy to like take off the door? Is that like what's going to happen
with
me?
Is that what you're here for?
Yeah. I'm like somebody else. I'm like, somebody else could do this better than me.
Nah, you're going to take
you taking
that
shit off,
bro.
I bet that.
That shit coming off.
You ain't even going to think.
No, somebody that's coming off. I'm just like, that's not going to be me. I'm just like, I'll just.
The person with the door.
You're
going to
do it. I guarantee you're doing that shit without even.
You know that?
Huh?
What?
The person with the door actually has his own personal mini raft if thought about right.
Oh, that door is the flotation device.
Wait, so do you think that they.
I'm just saying, if we all hopping out, like the plane hits the ocean, Jeff.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And you're the passenger by the door. You have a door, kind of like a raft device.
You're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The door's not sinking. Everyone else has just the device, like the vest. You have the vest and the door. You would take that door right the fuck. Niggas gonna try to kill you for the door.
Be worth it.
Do you think they showed what was the A Miracle on the Hudson, right?
With Sully Sullenberger.
Sully Sullenberger. You think they showed that on airplanes? And if so, would you watch that on an airplane?
They have movies that planes crash and all. They say it's just
Final Destination.
What was this? The Denzel movie where he was an airplane pilot. Yeah,
they played. Yeah. They have those on it. But before it comes on, they'll tell you like a little warning of.
Would you watch that on a plane?
Yeah. No, I mean, I would.
No, you're a sick fuck,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I would. I watch that shit. But, like, I get why you wouldn't. You know what I mean?
You, like,
I get
tap it. The guy next to you.
Planes a lot, because once you go into bad turbulence, we've been on planes where this plane screamed before.
Word.
Like, literally, we've been on planes where. Tears.
Yeah.
Prayers.
Yeah, shit dropping.
All
dropping,
that shit dropping. Yeah. Like, we've been on a few of those. Like,
damn. A few of them.
Hell yeah.
Like, you
does anybody, like, reveal things about themselves and.
When it's happening?
Yeah.
Nah, I just do this. I hold my shit dumb tight.
Yeah, I just get the prayer.
Like, yeah. Like, yo.
Nobody's like, Sheik, I'm sorry for this thing.
Then when it gets the cruising thing, you'd be like,
Sheik, I'm sorry you weren't in the video with Mariah.
And air pockets is a motherfucker. Yo. Just caught it. The air pockets, bro.
Shit just terrify you, though. You just start praying.
Yeah. Damn. All right, well, let's do the Richie Thumbs. Sheik Looch.
How many you get? How many?
What's that?
How many is it?
Out of 10. Like, we don't do this, like, you know.
No, 100%. I totally forgot. I'm going to say 10 Richie Thumbs.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10, man, for airplane.
Yeah, thank you for being brave.
Nah, you don't think so? I say 10, man. I'm going to give it 10.
I'm going to give it 10.
Styles?
Definitely 10.
I'm going to give it 10, too. You have to.
That's 10 around the board. This is a legendary movie.
Classic movie.
This is a movie, like, you go let your child watch, and they'll laugh, probably.
Right. Oh, for sure.
Even though it's old and the things.
You don't need to get all the references.
Yeah, because even so, like, we was talking about the black and white things, even the things like the Girl Scouts fighting in a bar.
Yep. Yeah.
Out of a whole saloon full of wild-looking men and all that. Two little girls had a fight for dumb long.
Oh, wait. Actually, Mel Brooks was before this.
Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles is before
definitely.
This.
But this
it was newer, though, than what Mel Brooks was doing. It was like,
this was
they definitely
different,
studied
yeah.
Mel Brooks, but it was like,
it's
like
in
the
that
producers.
Same, it's in that same class of like just
Woody
like,
Allen's before
every
this.
Line is just like a killer line.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
What's the deal with Woody Allen and like the white community?
Great question.
They don't like him.
Or white Jews, right?
Yeah, like he should be a hero.
Why? Because of what he did?
That's fucking creepy.
And for the longest time. And for the longest time.
Is he considered rapey and creepy?
Now it's rapey and creepy.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Because he's still, I mean, he's Woody Allen. He did legendary shit.
Right. Is he canceled or not, right?
Nah, he ain't canceled, I can tell you that.
I think I think it's the same thing with R. Kelly. Like, Woody Allen and R. Kelly are the, like, sort of the same, where it's just like, these are guys who have done great art stuff, but you can't catch me listening to... I can't even say that. Because I was playing Thoya Thoing last night.
Hey, R. Kelly's knocking.
As a joke. No, yo, that's like the worst song ever.
No, but yeah. R. Kelly has great music.
Great music. But
it's like separate the art from the artist, right?
Yeah.
Like, or the art...
Because I always wonder, like, because it's like... Nothing fucked with Woody Allen's money. He kept taking.
Nah, he's still to this day in big joints.
Now I think he's having problems.
Is he really?
Gone to now?
I think that he's like not being able to make movies now.
Yeah, but he's probably got like he's probably like settled. He's like,
oh no, he's right. He's fine. Hey, money wise, it's hitting
like,
too late.
He made classic. Annie Hall is like untouchable, right? Like these
he made a lot of classic shit.
Yeah, just like amazing movies.
Yeah.
But can you still watch it and not think about him and, like, what he did to younger girls?
But, like, I think it's different than, say, like,
Louis C.K.?
Yo, how old was you when he did that shit?
How old was I?
Yeah, both, yeah. Like, when he did that shit?
Well, I don't know. Like, I bet we were kids when he probably was doing that, but we didn't know about it until more recently,
well, yeah,
right?
'Cause the Soon-Yi thing is not, like, the creepy thing. I mean, yes, like, he did marry his
daughter.
His daughter, but it's an adopted daughter, and she was an adult, and so it's creepy. A consensual thing.
It is creepy.
It's creepy, but it's not, like...
No, it's creepy. But you know why you could think it's not creepy? Because you're not a parent.
No, I'm saying it's...
If you had a parent... No, I'm serious.
No, I understand. If you, like, you can't go from
a parent role to a lover role without...
Hell no.
That's extremely fucking creepy.
Yeah.
That's rapey, it's creepy, it's borderline. You should be. I don't know what but, you should but be doing with you, but
I'm saying like the
it's borderline fucking.
There's,
so
there's
crazy.
That.
Niggas out there.
There's
yo,
that. Word. And then there's a different
niggas
layer.
Niggas is watching
though.
These little chicks grow up, man. Yo, yeah. And waiting until they turn 21, man.
Yo, straight
holy
up.
Holy shit!
If Robert Kelly walked into a same room as you, would you dap him up?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying yes, Sheik is giving R. Kelly a pound. R. Kelly, you are the fucking GOAT, nigga.
This is
his
Sheik
catalog
speaking.
Is retarded. Dog, you see his show? I don't know. You may not want to watch it because of whatever reasons or whatever. This man will tease you for 2 hours straight, right? No, not trying to be funny.
No, I saw
giving
video,
you a little bit of a fucking song. You'd be like, oh shit. Then go to another one. Then go to another one. The fucking another one.
He's got a great catalog.
You can't. Yeah, dog. His shit
is
retarded.
Fucked up shit.
Fucked up shit.
He's a genius, man.
He's done some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dap up Woody Allen.
Back.
Yeah.
You ain't saying what's up to Kelly.
Nah, I'm going to give him a head nod most.
Oh,
that right there.
Shit.
Yeah. I think I'm good on R. Kelly.
You see all both
of y'all. You know why?
See R. Kelly right now.
You
ain't giving him a pound.
I'm going to tell you why.
What's up, Styles?
I'm going to tell you why on my thing. I'm going to tell you why on my thing. Like,
for the longest time, we would have, by the way. We wanted to interview him so bad. We had these bits. We had like.
R. Kelly say, yo, what up? Sheik was good, my nigga, right? I'm saying, what up? Yo, what up, nigga? Hands down, there's niggas in the hood that did worse you still gave a pound to right now.
I don't know. He's done some really bad things. He's done some really, really bad things.
Yeah. I go with Jeff on this.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Like this dude you got to look at and give the, like, you know what I mean? But it's kind of.
He kidnapped
a bunch
of people.
My thing about it is, I think when, it's kind of like society's fault too.
Mm-hmm.
When you continue to let people get away with things,
mm-hmm.
like that's far out,
yep.
they can't help but feel like they're supposed to get away with it.
Trying
it in a sense.
Yeah.
And then it's also a thing with like where you got these really talented artists that are just fucking, some's really rapey and creepy about them.
I don't know about the rapey shit with him with all that shit, but I know that he's...
He don't pay attention to the local latest news.
Yeah.
Done crazy shit where homie didn't have to go and they still walk in the streets and get pounds and shit like that. You know, putting
work
in.
Yeah, but that's
like,
you know what I'm saying? It's
took niggas' lives.
He's like the...
That's true,
but it's like he's like...
But it's like the dude, like, you know, put in work and then...
Killed that young
man. Yeah, he got in some trouble, but now he's trying to pay for it or try to change. And then a dude who did the same thing... is not trying to change.
Oh, R. Kelly is not trying to change.
Yeah. Like, he got... Like, it's the way he continued
after... He's happy with
after,
him staying the same age.
It's the way he continued after that makes me just go... Like, you know what? I love his music.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. I still play TP2 here and there
and all that.
That shit's fucking knocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm the wrong guy because I say, let him live. Just tie him up. and fucking Goma Pollum. Like Full yeah. Metal Jacket.
I right? get pissed when these like young Gunga artists. Paula,
but that's the wrong thing to say. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Throw the soap in the sock like Full Metal Jacket.
Just beat him with the soap.
Just beat him yeah. with the soap in the my sock. Nigga, tie him
when,
up.
When these but young R&B motherfuckers come at him, but, they don't have a right to. I swear to God. I don't know about the sexual shit. That man shit is like his whole.
Night
when,
and day.
When these R&B dudes, they not near him, man. I don't know if you know nope. from I Believe I Could to stuff that he's done.
Nah, not at all.
He's a great artist.
But it's creepy shit when you think about he calls himself the Pied Piper. And then,
yeah.
Like, it's all creepy. When
and he's coming with the heat. Y'all know.
He's
bunch of little bitches behind him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's some funny
AJ
shit.
AJ done he's, for the number. He's, when you start doing the thing, like when you start analyzing, it's like...
Or you don't even need to analyze. You hear the first person testimonies from these girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like weird. Like
he's grimy.
Yeah.
If he's the GOAT, he's the grimiest of all time.
He's the grimiest of all time.
But sure,
you know
what it is like though? Here's another one then. Since we
half
had
on
it,
a
right?
baby.
Since we had
he
it.
Meant, he meant your baby. Like yeah. 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 That shit.
How do we feel about Mike?
Jack?
Yeah.
That's a tough
like
one.
Some people feel like it was a setup, a ploy to play against his character.
I've seen a lot of that
some
shit online.
Some people feel like
lately.
He did it. Mm-hmm. Some people feel like it's just fucking weird and creepy and rapey. Mm-hmm. And like so, but when he passed,
mm-hmm.
nobody really says that.
Right.
So because will that be gone. The same with right. Woody Allen and R. Kelly? And does it hold weight? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love Mike Jack.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he raped the kids, but I thought it was fucking awfully weird.
Yes.
For a grown fucking man
right.
to yeah, play with kids.
And shit. Yeah. Sleep over with
that. I don't give a fuck what you said.
Right.
That was weird.
Right. Yep.
And creepy.
Yes. Even weirder for their parents, to drop them off.
That was weird too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was a thing where it's a thing.
Okay. So my thing with Michael was I have a little bit of leniency because of the way that he grew up. I feel like, you know, obviously Joe just like fucked him up.
So R. Kelly doesn't
now
get
you
it
know
for the
where
way he could grow up.
R. Kelly grew up at?
How did R. Kelly grow up?
How
the fuck do you know?
I think he was homeless, actually. I think R. Kelly's part homeless. But
and I heard he couldn't
read and shit.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
That nigga's a genius. How do you know how
he
grew up?
He is
I ain't
a musical
getting into all that
genius.
Genius.
I don't know.
Because now you hear the story, so we're more compassionate. Is it because he's a bigger star?
Who, Mike?
Mike, and we know the story, and
definitely.
We don't know R. Kelly.
That's why you
like this.
Is
what I'm saying with
off.
This is becomes a fine line, like where you have to say, like you know what I mean, where it's hard to separate the artist from the actual human fucking being.
Yep.
And it's like it really becomes a point where you say, all right, he is the greatest for me.
Mike.
Mike before R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Mike was the greatest. But for my genre of R&B, me being a teenager to a grown man, R. Kelly was the king.
Hands down.
I can't even think of nobody close. Then after R. Kelly, I will go with Usher held the title.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When R. Kelly left, I'm gonna give Usher king of R&B.
Bobby wasn't?
Well, Bobby was, that was different.
No, Bobby Valentino was like.
That's what I'm saying, though. Bobby, like, we was New Edition. We was young teens.
Yeah. I seen him at the circus for the first show.
And Whitney crowns him, which made it sound.
You saw Bobby Brown at the circus?
But I'm talking about.
Came out of Ringling Brothers Ball and Billy. They rocked that shit.
I'm talking about R. Kelly was on joints with Big.
No, yeah.
Come on, man.
We wasn't, man, none of y'all. No, none of us, four of us was fucking to Bobby Brown.
Right.
Come on now.
Everybody in here probably screwed
even gave
R. Kelly
Mr. Big,
off.
But
he was still
fucking Ron Isley back his
when Bobby
start.
Was the king, he was the king.
Wendy made Bobby the king. Mm. I don't know if Talon made Bobby the king. No disrespect to Bobby Brown.
Attitude, though.
Attitude, but Whitney made him
prerogative and all that shit?
Yeah.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's another
level,
bro.
R. Kelly's a whole different beast.
A Space Jam, man.
His catalog is...
And then we have to give Aaron Hall the nod
because he was
no
the original
R. Kelly,
Without
Aaron Hall.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real here.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Hall's the original. There's no R. Kelly without.
Also on a song with Big.
So yeah.
A lot of things we got to think about here. But it's
all
hard
that,
to
all
separate
the chick
the
shit
artists.
And the creepy shit. Yes, definitely, hands down.
Yeah,
R.
you got like, you know what I mean.
What's the creepiest thing that Aaron Hall has done?
Nothing.
He's a saint.
He's a dog whisperer.
I don't know the brother like that, but
he's
know.
A wait, dog he's whisperer? A dog whisperer.
Aaron Hall is incredible with dogs, my brother.
Had no idea.
Yeah, he could train your dog like he's like he's like Cesar Millan, maybe even better. I'm sorry.
What?
No disrespect, Aaron Hall. I'm not trying to compare you to Cesar or nothing, but I'm trying to give these guys an example.
He's official.
Aaron Hall will train the fuck shit out of your dog.
Damn.
Is he known for that?
Look it up, man. You got to do your research, bro.
Wikipedia, really
that's what he's doing now?
I don't know if he's still doing it, but I watched many, many tapes and clippings of him training dogs in a very, very incredible way.
You know who else fucks with dogs like that? Big Boy.
He raises them. Yeah.
He raises them. He breeds them.
Yeah. Yep.
I know he breeds them. I don't know if he trains them.
Right. That's different.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Big Boy is a great trainer because he breeds them.
Yeah.
And the breed dogs, you have to very much well know about dogs and being one with them, understand the litter.
Well, now he's got
the mom, the pops, the bloodline.
Yep.
What's going on? You, like, dogs are like your family once you're into it. But training dogs.
Mm-hmm. Big Boy, though, now, he's got owls. You see
this?
Yeah. He got pet owls.
Nigga training owls?
Yeah.
Yo, tell Big Boy I need a dog and an owl.
All right.
Will.
Hey, Big Boy.
Yeah.
Big Outkast fan, big boy fan. You know this. Always salute, pay my homage. I would like a discount price on a dog. I don't know about the owl. Yeah.
Wait,
owl.
Well,
give me the owl. Give Luke the owl.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
what kind of owl?
All white.
Yeah.
All white owl? All snow white owl?
Why you want an all white one?
I don't know.
Why you want the all black one?
All white one. Just no, crazy.
All white one. Ooh, like,
get the
brand. Like
I need a blue nose owl.
Yo, what would
be the blue?
Yeah.
I need a blue owl.
Fucking owl.
Brendel Blue Owl, big boy. Brendel Blue. Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, this was good.
Yeah. Did we talk about the movie?
Yeah, we did.
All right. Airplane's legendary. Like, that's just a movie. You go see, you could be a pothead, a non-pothead, an alcoholic. That's
better to watch it high.
An owl.
Anything you are, an owl.
Yeah, a barn owl.
A French bulldog.
Yeah.
A bulldog.
You could be Aaron Hall and enjoy it.
Aaron Hall.
Yeah.
Don't be R. Kelly.
Don't be
watching
it.
Don't be Woody Allen.
I got your back, R. Kelly. I got your back. Not you, Woody. I got your back, Kelly.
Nah, Lucia, R. Kelly come in here, we fucking him up.
Nah, man. Then I got to hold you. I got back you down just to get you out the studio, R. Kelly.
Him up. R. Kelly.
Like, yo, just let me get my man out of here. Just let me get my man out of here.
No music? We got it. We got to beat him.
Yo, if R. Kelly comes in here, then at least we can free the girls that he kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yo.
Word, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all wrong, man.
Wolf Metal Jack. Nah, this is what I say.
R. Kelly coming here and this bitch right here, he getting on a hook.
Full Metal Jack.
He getting the hook.
Yeah.
Shit. We got a Full Metal Jack.
Oh, my God.
Did they go my pile?
Yep.
Let's open the sock. Time to the studio couch.
That boy genius.
Beat the demon out of him.
Oh,
nah, I'm
God.
Sorry. Violence is not the way. You're not like this on Two Jews and Two Black Dudes.
Yeah, we're sponsored by a coexist bumper sticker.
Yeah, but you know, we're here together.
That's right.
We get wild, we get crazy, but it's for the sake of entertainment in the show.
Mm.
We'd like to thank you for tuning in, paying attention. Make sure we have a live show coming soon.
Yeah.
Information will be on all our sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Yahoo.com, AOL.com.
Tell them, Jeff, all that shit. But yeah, we're going to be lit.
And basically, I believe thank you. I can fly.
Oh, my God.
We are brothers.
Come on, man. After the show is the after party. And come on, man.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. Jeff, if people want to find out more about this podcast, about our other podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real, about our merch, about our music, about our socials, about whatever we have going on this December,
where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com, no apostrophes, no spaces. You can always search for our podcast. All old episodes and new ones are on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud. Go to iTunes, search for A Waste of Time with It's the Real, or you go to soundcloud.com/awasteoftime or soundcloud.com/twojews2blackdudes. You can also go and search for us, our music is on Spotify and all other streaming services. Search for Teddy Bear Fresh. And if you're looking for us on the internet, on social media, we are at It's The Real on Twitter, at It's The Real on Instagram, at It's The Real on Facebook. Jeff, this has become a very popular segment on this here podcast. I send out the word on Twitter and say, hey, do you want to be shouted out? And people say yes. And people have come running. So, with your help, Jeff.
Yeah.
Let's go. The Abominable Snow Mike. That's a great name. Great name. Wex Daddy from Sheck Wex and also his father, Rusticula. Shout out to both of y'all. Shout out to Skip from BK, who has listened to every episode. Shout out to Snotty Drip and Tweet Good Mac. Shout out, who's very verified. Shout out to Can't Tell Me Nothing, who said I need one goat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dominican 928. Shout out to I Am Trevor. Sage Rideout. Shout out to Ray Rodriguez.
Yeah, Ray.
Down in Florida. Shout out to Alex Sampson.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shiva Harpreet Singh, who says, sure, but give me an AKA too. So let me just say this again. Shiva Harpreet Singh, AKA Shiva Harpreet Singh.
Yeah.
Shout out to Puerto Black 3001 and his dog, Hector Macho Camacho. He's fighting prostate cancer and he's the homie. Get better, Macho Camacho. Shout out to The Real Jay Walk. Shout out to Rennie the Rebel. And of course, Jonathan Eloso on Instagram and He's the Elements, who said, I would love for you guys to shout me out and direct me where I can send you my EP, LOL. You can always send your EP to Logan at It's The Real. Also, Mike Shahade.
Yeah, shout out to Mike Shahade.
Who said, I would like a large shout out with a side of love, please, and I'll be paying cash.
Shout out to our guy, Mike Shahade, who is one of the most wonderful humans you're ever going to find on this planet of ours. He just shines a light on all those who he thinks are bringing good energy to the world. And that's friends, that's people he doesn't know, that's idols of his, that's family, that's everybody that he really respects. So if you're on Mike Shahade's good side, you are good with anybody. Jeff, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
As always, guys, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.